Right now, it's impossible to see what's left of the over 150-year-old Trujillo Adobe that sits near the corner of West Center Street and Orange because of the protective structure that's been built around it, says Nancy Melendez.
People drive by and say, well, this is where it's supposed to be. All I see is a brown wooden building with a roof and a sign that says an adobe is here, but I can't see anything. There are only three walls left of the adobe. So they enclosed it.
But Melendez, president of the Spanish Town Heritage Foundation, hopes to change that. She says being named endangered by the National Trust for Historic Preservation, plus recent progress with the city, shows that the grassroots effort to highlight the history of the first Hispanic families to settle in the Inland Empire is gaining momentum.
It gives validation to all of us who have known the story for so long and have tried to share it and have not had the success in doing so. We feel empowered, acknowledged, recognized. It's wonderful.
This story is personal for Melendez. She is one of hundreds living today that are direct descendants of those families. The foundation plans to create a living museum called Spanish Town that would include the adobe and its sister community of Aguamansa across the Santa Ana River in Colton. Melendez says the museum will help the region understand its place in history, preserve pioneer stories, and acknowledge those indigenous communities that came before us all. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.